took a bullet for the women. Therefore, knowledge is a key in transformation. It is the important key. And you, as students, have the privilege and the opportunity to have concentrated, at least for 4 years of your life, maybe more, the chance to be where information is at your fingertips, and you do not acquire any independent information other than that given to you in your classrooms. This problem is crucial for us. If you will look carefully, you will see that we are ashamed of Africa. Ashamed of it. Tell you, there won't be no African. Now, I knew any man, any woman, African, that's fairly, fairly, yes, that's what I'm saying. Oh, see, when it goes, mine never comes out. It's Frelis, yeah. It's Mendelssohn, isn't it?
It's Beethoven.
Is it Beethoven? Frelis? It's Beethoven? Beethoven? Well, you can't get it all. Yeah, it's a license. I remember it. You will know then, of course, as students, that you have this ability to acquire knowledge. What the capitalist system gives you is not knowledge. I know the other day a child. Oh, you knew Martin Luther King? Yes, I did. Oh, you were so lucky. You got a chance to hear his I Have a Dream speech. I said, if you know anything about Martin Luther King, his I Have a Dream speech is one of his most mediocre speeches. But you know, the only speech they know is I Have a Dream speech. You ought to read, if you really want a speech by Martin Luther King, you go read this speech, Why I Oppose the War in Vietnam. Just read that one. If you want to know who King really is. So we're saying that any man, any woman, irrespective of their race, not African, non-African, who doesn't respect Africa is an ignorant man and an ignorant woman who knows absolutely nothing.